at the John Deere Farm Site Tech Summit. I'm visiting with Jerry Rail. And Jerry, I understand you kind of oversee the whole Farm Site product sector for John Deere.
Yeah, I'm the director of a strategy that we established a couple of years ago that we started organizing in three different areas that we wanted to focus on. And first area was in the area of machine optimization. We're trying to understand really what it is we can make our machines more efficient, more productive, and to monitor the health and keep that machine up and running at the maximum amount of time if possible. The second area that we knew we wanted to focus on was in the logistics area, and that's as our farmers continue to grow, their fleets are expanding, and as their fleets expand, managing that fleet is an opportunity to improve on. But also in terms of the machines talking to each other, there are areas that we can improve the efficiency of the operations. Just one example there is a product that we've just recently introduced called Machine Sync, and it's a combine unloading on a grain cart in the field where one operator controls the whole operation while the other operator is sitting in the tractor cab. And the third pillar of focus is in the area of decision support, helping our customers make decisions easier.
And I guess it's in that area that this new things like myjohndeere.com kind of really come into play, where you can have remote display access, for example, so a dealer or a consultant is able to see what's going on while a farmer's out on his tractor.
Yeah, and that's a great lead-in for us to talk about products that will come in the future. That myjohndeere.com is really that web portal, just launched this month, and we'll build on that over time and offer new functionality. But it is where our customers will be able to take many of their functions, whether that's machine management, whether that's data from their fields, bring it into a central site and be able to do other things with it. It enables things that you already mentioned, Chuck, like remote display access.
So can you comment on how quickly FarmSite as a system has developed since you first announced it? Seems like that was like maybe what, a couple years ago now?
Yeah, it was in March of 2011, so about 15 months ago. And at that time, we wanted to lay out the strategy. And we do that for a number of reasons. One is we're spending a lot of time working with our dealers to get dealer readiness, and our dealers are hiring new competencies at their locations to assist in their responsibilities. But in addition to that, we also wanted to start to talk about that our approach to this business is going to be one that we're going to look for partners, and already are onboarding some partners to enable their software applications to be compatible with Deere infrastructure.
So I understand that although Deere equipment kind of comes first, when you talk about that compatibility, you are working knowing that many of your customers' fleets are going to be kind of mixed when it comes to the type of equipment they got there.
Yeah, there's no question, Chuck. We're not putting potato planters in the marketplace. We're not doing potato harvesters. And so when we look at a potato farmer, we're going to be doing all the things we can to help his operation like we would a corn farmer. We do have a complete line. So there are times, and we're going to make sure that the implement and the tractor are talking with each other and enhance that operation. But really where we provide the most value is when we have a green-on-green advantage.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jerry Rail, talking about FarmSite and some of the new exciting things from John Deere here at the FarmSite Tech Summit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.